This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
So the Big Ten, we all know, along with the SEC, they know they have the power, and boy, oh boy, do they like us to know that every single time, okay? They remind
everybody.
They're
not afraid to share that.
Over the weekend, there was a story from ESPN that the Big Ten wants a 24 or 28 team college football playoff, and they are no longer pushing for a 16. This is where
they just jumped it?
This is where their energy is at. So first, let me explain how it would work, and then I'll tell you what I think is personally going on here. But the Big Ten, their plan would mean in a 2018 model, the SEC and Big Ten would each get 7 auto bids. The ACC and Big 12 would get 5. And there would be 2 auto bids for the non-power fours. And then 2 at-large teams. Let's be real. Those 2 at-large teams are probably also coming from the SEC and the Big Ten. So you're basically going to have a majority of the playoff, of course, which we already have now, but to a greater extent, come from those 2 conferences. The 2018 format would put 20 playoff games on campus. Now, you know, we all like the on-campus size.
I love it.
That part's cool.
It.
So that I'm good with. But this is now what the Big Ten is pushing for, and they obviously are making sure it gets leaked out. I think, I don't know if you guys agree, I think this is to make the 16-team playoff with the Big Ten getting a majority of the bids along with the SEC more appetizing. Because now, if I tell you that the other option is 28, you say, well, 16 doesn't seem so bad anymore. I wonder if this is to try to make it more appetizing or palatable for everybody else that 16 is what they're going to get.
The only reason I don't agree or disagree, but the Big Ten has vocally said they don't like the 5+11 format, which is what the SEC wants if it's 16. So part of me thinks that the Big Ten and has kind of just decided, well, we don't agree with what the SEC wants for 16. Let's just go and make it 24 or 28. I don't mind.
You don't hate this amount of teams?
The reason why, Cody, I don't mind this, but there has to be other things. There's other caveats. The format that they want, the Big Ten, is a format that is stupid. It's 7 Big Ten, 7 SEC. The Big 12, in fairness, gets 5 teams. The ACC gets 5 teams. And then the group of 6 would get 2, which is great. And then there's 2 at-larges. That, though, I think significantly reduces the significance and the importance, rather, instead of saying significance twice, the importance of rivalry games late in the season. Like Florida State and Florida doesn't mean as much, because if you're automatically in the playoff, it doesn't feel like it's a win and get in sort of game. So that loses some importance there. But also, I think if they're going to do 24 or 28, they should do what the FCS does, lower Division I. All of the teams in conferences, the conference winners all get in. There's 10 conferences in FBS.
They're never going to do that. Make it the NCAA tournament.
I don't want Conference USA getting a free spot.
Sun Belt team.
I'm just saying they should do it like the FCS does, because the SEC and the Big Ten and the Big 12 and the ACC will still get more teams in. There will be 14 at-larges. That's fine, but it makes significance for the conference title game, where we're going down to the last 2-3 weeks of the season. Across the board, I think more people pay attention to not just the SEC or the Big Ten. They're paying attention to everything in all of college football. It's not going to happen. I also think the regular season should be reduced if they do go to 24 to 10 games, 8 conference and then 2 non-con. And Cody, I know you don't like the cupcake schedule.
No.
You get rid of that as well. Long Island, as you mentioned during our pre-show, is not playing against Boston College. Boston College is not playing Long Island.
Long Island.
Somebody else.
Sharks. Legitimately.
The Long Island Sharks.
Legitimately, if you are going to make the fifth team in the Big 12 a guaranteed playoff team, and that was TCU last year, I get it. Based on the NFL, based on its number, it kind of like looks like it fits, right, Gold? It's like, oh, they're 9-4. A 9-4 NFL team in the playoffs, you certainly wouldn't playoffs, you certainly wouldn't balk at. But yeah, they played the Long Island School of the Blind for two of those games, and then it doesn't mean anything. So yeah, you got to get rid of multiple of the joke games. At least make the schedule reflect the quality of your team.
They have to be within the division.
They got to be a power. I don't think they
have to be power because the conference already has it in there. Like if TCU,
you can have one non-power.
If TCU wants to play Sam Houston State, who's in Conference USA, then go ahead and do that. Sam Houston State's going to be solid this year as well. But TCU playing, if you have to play, because I think the whole argument with the SEC is, well, we don't want to play 9 because our conference is tougher. Everything is the same. The SEC has an 8-game schedule. The Big 12 would have an 8-game schedule.
I mean, you're going to get in if you're 8-5 out of the SEC. Who cares if it's tough?
And you're letting your league play determine more of your season than, like, Indiana plays Indiana State and a couple other. They play Kennesaw State, who all these schools stink because they're trying to do what the SEC has done previously and just schedule cupcakes just run through the conference.
Someone on the text line is blaming the NCAA for this. No, this is actually the one time where it's not their fault. No? The NCAA does not control the college football playoff.
It is
run by the college football playoff.
Mainly the SEC.
These are the conferences that are basically deciding. This is the one time where the NCAA, I don't blame them for this current issue with realignment. There's plenty of things to blame them for. This is not the one.
You said you think that they're just doing this to make 16 more palatable.
Yeah, I really think so.
Go with the egregious version in order to do it.
The Big Ten doesn't like the model that the SEC, like they can't come to an agreement on the model for 16.
Right, but I still think it's putting pressure to get back to get like everybody, like, all right, do we really want to, who really wants to get to 28?
They're trying to make an egregious proposal, is what you're saying.
To make it more, you know, appetizing.
24 sounds crazy, but I think there's a way that it can work if you make it, because like you guys said, nobody wants to see Conference USA champion in there. I agree with that. But I also think that to an extent, nobody wants to see, for the sake of argument, we're not going to use Rutgers, but we'll use Iowa.
Okay.
Nobody wants to see 7-5 Iowa in the college football playoff when they punt all the time.
Here's
Nobody
the difference.
Wants to see that.
Here's the difference, though, that I think we're missing out on, is that for the casual college football fan, who I think that this is geared towards if you did a 2014, the casual.
Agreed.
If right now that you say you go down to a 10-game schedule, if right now that game is Long Island School of the Blind versus them versus it's a playoff game of Iowa and these two teams, and they both have 7 or 8 wins, but it's a playoff game and one of them gets eliminated, I'm more interested in that game than week 4.
I will watch. Will watch, but it is like pathetic if we start having 8-win football teams in a college football playoff.
I mean, it's
system.
Good for Kansas State,
it is,
Missouri.
For
it's
all
good
three
for the
locals. It definitely
is good.
It definitely
is.
Someone was saying that the Big Ten. No, we're not talking about the conferences expanding. We're talking about they're wanting the playoff to expand. The Big Ten's not adding to 2018. We're talking just. Someone's
Someone
said,
SEC
"Why are you talking about the Big 12? They won't exist if the Big Ten has 28." That's not what they're talking. This is just expanding the college football playoff. The Big Ten wants to go to 28.
And we haven't had any discussion on whether the Big 12 likes this or not. I'd be intrigued to see if Brett Yormark likes this idea.
We haven't heard yet. Yeah, we definitely haven't heard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.